In lieu of a sermon today, we would like to bring you a message from a book, and this will be a readings, and several of us will come forward and have different parts, but it's a fairly short reading, but I hope you get a message from it today. And the book is, When You're a Christian, the Whole World is from Missouri, by James W. Moore. Let me share three brief stories. See if you can find the common thread that links them together. The first story is about a young boy who lost his contact lens while playing basketball in his own driveway. Immediately the game stopped and everyone started looking for it, but no luck. They couldn't find the contact lens. Just then, the boy's mother drove up. "Mom," said the boy, "I lost my contact lens. We've looked and looked, but we can't find it anywhere." The mother got down on her hands and knees, crawled around the driveway, and in less than a minute, she announced, "Here it is." The boys were amazed. "How did you do that?" they asked. "We looked and couldn't find it." "Simple," she said. "You were looking for a small piece of plastic. I was looking for $150. The second story is about a bachelor college professor who met his bachelor colleagues for coffee one morning. "I have some good news and some bad news," he said to them. "First, the good news. A recent student survey shows that college co-eds today find middle-aged men extremely attractive. The bad news is they think middle age is 25. The third story revolves around something that happened to our family one Saturday morning. We went out to breakfast, but when we arrived at the restaurant, the parking lot was jam-packed. I had to back out and go around the street and find a parking place. Actually, we were only about 75 yards from the restaurant, but since we didn't get in the parking lot, it seemed far away. I was moaning and apologizing that we would have to walk so far when someone in the group said, "You know, if we went to the ball game at the Astrodome and got to park this close, we would feel lucky." Indeed so. Of course, the common thread in these three stories is the matter of perspective, the manner in which we look at things. One person looks at a glass of water and sees it half empty. Another looks and sees it half full. It's a matter of perspective. One person looks at a cross and sees a symbol of darkness and death. Another sees a symbol of life and victory. It's a matter of perspective. That's what the Christian faith does to us. It gives us a new perspective, a new way to look at things, a new view of life and death, and a new understanding of the cross. When Mary Magdalene saw the Lord nailed to the cross on Good Friday, the cross looked evil and horrible and devastating. It was the symbol of death. But on Easter morning, she got a new perspective. Christ had come off the cross and out of the tomb. And as she looked at the cross with Easter eyes, she saw it as the symbol of life and love and amazing grace. One of the most popular stories that came out of the Second World War was about some Marines who were shipwrecked in the South Pacific. After days of floating in a life raft, finally they saw land. "Land ahoy!" someone shouted. They were overjoyed. Their fears began to be dispelled, and they made their way to the shore. They kissed the ground and said prayers of gratitude to God for saving them. But then, very quickly, they saw signs of life on the island. And they realized they were not alone there. The island was inhabited But by whom? Immediately they began to wonder, are we safe here? We are weak and hungry and have no weapons of defense. Will the people on this island welcome us warmly, or will they kill us on sight? Their fears returned. Then one of the young Marines climbed a tall palm tree to see if he could scope out the island and get some indication of what might they expect from the islanders. Were they saved or were they doomed? Suddenly, from the top of the palm tree, the young Marine called down to the others, "It's okay, fellas, it's okay. We're saved. I see a steeple with a cross on it. It's all right. We're saved. I see a steeple with a cross on it." Isn't that a powerful and wonderful true story? The sign of the cross meant salvation to those men, to those Marines. It meant life, and that's what it means for us too. We must never lose sight of the cross. In his book, Jesus Christ and His Cross, F.W. Dillastone wrote, "The cross stands at the center of the Christian religion. Other systems revolve around other symbols: the crescent, the sickle, lotus flower, the spinning wheel, the sun's disk, the living flame. But Christianity revolves around the cross. There is no denying the fact that when Christianity has lost touch with the cross, it has grown weak. When it has renewed its contact, it has renewed its strength. Do you know why? Because the cross is the message of God, the truth of God, the victory of God, the gospel of God, acted out in human history. This is what the Apostle Paul is talking about in 1 Corinthians. The word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Some years ago, someone asked Pavlova, the great Russian dancer, what she meant, what she was saying in a certain dance. She replied, "If it could be said in words, there would be no need to dance it. Certain truths are too big for words. They have to be dramatized, acted out. And that's why the cross and resurrection are so important to us. There on the old rugged cross on Good Friday, and there at the empty tomb of Easter morning, God dramatized His message. God acted it out for us. And now this symbol, the sign of the cross, serves as a constant and powerful reminder for us of God's truth, God's will for us, and God's love for us." Let me put it in a simple outline that we can easily remember. The cross is a symbol of faith, hope, and love. That's the way the Apostle Paul summed it up, isn't it? Faith, hope, and love. I don't know how to improve on that, so let's take a look at these. Matthew, will you? I think my voice is going.
What in the world does that mean? Well, basically, faith means that we can trust God. In the end, in His own good time, God will win. And if we want to come out winners, we had better get on God's team. God is still God, and God is still in charge of this world. The final victory will be His. The cross reminds us of that. Now let's be honest. Sometimes it does seem that sin and evil are on top. Sometimes it seems as if they are overwhelming us. Sometimes it seems that they have all the steam and the loudest arguments. But listen, God will win, and we can count on that. God wants to share the victory with you and me. The cross is a constant reminder of God's victory over sin and evil and wickedness. In Goen's opera, Faust, there is a dramatic scene in which the Satan character is in a sword fight with a young man, Valentine. In the course of the fight, Satan breaks the sword of Valentine and is about to kill him. But at the last second, young Valentine turns his broken sword upside down in the likeness of a cross, and the Satan character stands there, paralyzed. Against the sign of the cross, the evil one is powerless. The cross is a symbol of faith because it reminds us of God's incredible victory over sin and evil. That victory is precisely what gives us the poise, the serenity, the confidence, and the blessed assurance that we love to sing about. One of the most moving scenes in English literature comes at the close of Charles Dickens' A Tale of Two Cities. The carts were rumbling through the crowded streets of Paris, heading towards the guillotine, where in the most ruthless, cruel way, people's heads would be chopped off, in full view of the curious public. Heading to be executed in one cart were two prisoners, a brave man who had lost his life but found it again and was now laying it down for a friend. Beside him was a young girl. They were riding toward their death, holding hands. Earlier in the prison, she had noticed the strength and calmness of his face and had said to him, If I may ride with you, will you let me hold your hand? It will give me courage. So on that day, as they rode together toward their place of execution, there was no fear in her eyes as she held tightly to his hand. As they reached the guillotine, she calmly looked up into the strong face of the man beside her and said, "I think you were sent to me by heaven." That is the good news of our faith. That is the message of the cross, the promise of Easter. One has to be sent to us by heaven, and come what may be, he will give us strength and see us through. We can count on that. The cross is the sign of faith. The reminder that no matter what happens to us in this life, we can trust God.
If you have a pain today so great that you feel it will never go away, if you have a depression so heavy you feel it can never be lifted, if there is a situation in your life in which you see no possible solution, then now is especially the time for you to remember the cross and that all trouble is temporary. Painful days come for all of us, but in time they give way to the new life of mourning. Sometimes in this world we are knocked down, but the cross reminds us that we can rise again. We can have a new beginning, a new life, a new start. I'm sorry. Some time ago, I went to a home where a great tragedy had struck. This family had endured a lot of suffering over the years, and once again, calamity had struck them. The father of that family hugged me and cried. Then he grew silent and finally said, "Jim, I just don't know if I can stand this. I made it through the other times, but I don't see how I can make it through this one." I was so glad that I could tell him that the Christian faith says, "Oh, yes, you will. Yes, you will. God will bring you through this valley to the mountaintop on the other side. He's done it before. He'll do it again, because nothing can separate us from God and his love." The cross reminds us that nothing, not even death, can defeat God. That is our faith, and that is our hope. The cross reminds us of this.
Some years ago, a 10-year-old boy named Johnny was sitting alone on a park bench one afternoon. It was a beautiful spring day, and Johnny was watching some other kids play baseball. An older man happened to by, saw Johnny sitting there, and sat down beside him. They entered into a conversation. They talked about the gorgeous weather, sports, their families. Finally, the older man said, "Johnny, I want to ask you a question. If you had three wishes, what would you wish for?" Johnny thought for a moment and then said, "First, I would wish for peace and happiness in the world. Second, I would wish everybody would join the church. And third, I would wish that my best friend Billy, who is blind, would be able to see. That's what I would wish for." The older man seemed amazed by little Johnny's answer, and with a look of perplexity, he said goodbye and walked away. Johnny didn't understand why the man was confused by his answer. He sat there for a moment, and then he picked up his crutches and hobbled home. Now you know where Johnny got that gracious, loving spirit, don't you? He got it from Jesus. He got it from one who went to the cross for you and me. He got it from the one who came out of the tomb, showing us that love is the most powerful thing in the world. On the cross, God showed us how much He loves us and how much He wants us to love one another. Faith, hope, love, that's what the cross is about. And may Jesus help us near the cross. When you're a Christian, the whole world is from Missouri, saying, "Show me your faith."